I believe that that this diagram is in your packet, and the reason I wanted to address this, as Mr. Leroy said, we've gone through a couple different or several different iterations of design options. This building is, this design option, I think, was 1,380 square feet or something, 800 square feet, something like that, just under 14,000 square feet. Where that number came from was from the space study that we had done for us back in 2012. This we used 14,000 because that's roughly where the their study indicated that we would end up at some point in the future. And what I wanted to do with this is just to show you some of the features that we need. And if you'll, down on the very bottom would be our public entry. That's how you would come into the building. That open area in front there is where we'll have seating for property owners that are coming in to talk to our appraisal staff. Over to the right, you'll see two public restrooms, which we would really like to add in the front of the building, and then some public terminals for the public who, if they come in, they can use those. As you can see, there's a lot of controlled entrances in this design. Our current layout right now has very little control for the public to come in. And what our goal is to be able to have people come in. They'll check out. They'll check in at those four stations in the front. And then we'll determine what they need and where they need to go to, if they even need to go into the building. The larger area in the kind of the upper left corner is the area where our staff would be. Those represent the cubicles that the staff would occupy. And at this point, there's one empty cubicle. The rest of them would be full. Three offices down that left-hand side, up in that upper left-hand corner, too. To the far right, just past the public terminal area and restroom, if you come straight up, is our mapping department. Currently, we have four people back in our mapping department. We have some pretty good size printers and mapping equipment, and they're packed in there pretty tight. We get a lot of public use of that portion of the office. And we have to we'll bring people in, and we have to have a place to lay out big maps, and they can identify what it is they want, and then we can print out the material they need. That would be a controlled access also, but it'd have a front counter from that front entryway. Again, the point is to try to keep from bringing people into the guts of the office, for lack of a better term, and then have to walk them all the way back into the mapping department. Again, it's a need to be able to control the flow of people that come in. So our current lease space is 10,600 square feet, I think, or roughly that. The hearing rooms that you'll see down in the bottom, where you've got the open area and then the area next to it.
That corner's right there. Yeah, you use it right under the, yes, and you just press the button on the side.
Oh, okay. Would be right in there. Those are our hearing rooms. Currently, that's one room in our current floor plan. What our proposed design would be to be able to section that off into three different sections, and the purpose of that is as Mr. Leroy Rowe pointed out, as the number of protests pick up, we'll need to go to two panels and maybe three panels down the road. So that's why we're asking for a bit of an expansion in that area. The area right next to it, over here, that's what we have is proposed as expansion area in the building. If the decision is to build the building with that space already in it, at probably a cheaper cost than it would be 10 years down the road, Or the other option would be maybe to build, to lay out the building to where that can be added on. But right now, before we even occupy the building, about 200 square feet of that will be occupied by file cabinets that that hold our plat maps and stuff. We have been doing a scanning imaging program, just like I know the county has, and we've gotten rid of a lot of file cabinets. A lot of the file cabinets we've gotten rid of are against the wall, so it doesn't really free a whole lot of space, but we're probably going to gain about 400 usable square feet by getting rid of those file cabinets. But there's some we're going to have to keep, some stuff we just have to keep in paper form by code. The break room in the back is exactly the same size as our current break room back in there. It would have walls on the door on it. Currently our break room just has a partitions around it. If you go in there and cook something in the microwave and it has a smell to it, everybody in the building can smell it. So we'd like to be able to isolate that somewhat so the staff can have some private time. During appeals time, a lot of the staff will come in and they'll go in there and take 10-15 minutes and eat and then come on back out and work because we've got 30 people up front waiting to see us. So we need a facility like that. Right next to it would be the restrooms. The size of those would be dictated by building code and ADA requirements. Those are a little bit larger than what we currently have, but then we would also have the front ones for the public to use. So there's been some talk about the comparison with our office and the tax office, and I think there's some distinct differences between our operation and the tax office. We bring a lot of people into the interior part of our building. After we had our last meeting the other day, I went over and sat by the tax office and I kind of watched the flow of the people, and probably everybody in this room has been to the tax office. You go in, you talk to somebody at the counter, and you go on out. I know they from time to time people do need to go in, but a good portion of that traffic just goes into that front counter in there to do their business. So we do have some of that, but we also, especially during appeals time, we have to bring them in. We have to lay out maps. We have to show them data on our computers and things like that. So we have to actually bring them into the office. We talked about the boardroom. Our request would be to be able to expand that somewhat. That room, because it can be separated into three rooms, we would project that to be a somewhat of a multi-purpose room. Most of our appraisers and some of our other staff have to be recertified by the TDLR every 2 years, and so we have to constantly take continuing education courses. Some of those classes can be 3 days, some of them 4 days. If they go to a 3 or 4 day class, we have to send them to typically Round Rock, sometimes Houston, and we've got travel costs, we've got meals we have to pay for, we have lodging we have to pay for, and then we have downtime away from the office. We have been certified now by TDLR to be able to hold those classes in our facility if we have a room that can accommodate that. The idea would be we have several appraisal districts around here that have the same problem. It costs them money to go to Austin too, from Madisonville, from Grimes County, from some of the surrounding counties, Robertson. Those folks could come to our facility if we get an instructor in. We charge them a minimal amount, just enough to pay for the instructor, and I think we all would benefit, from that. And because it can be petitioned off, you can use part of it for that purpose or staff meetings or whatever, and still have your hearings going on at the same time. That's a space we need that the tax office, I don't think, has to have. The mapping department, as I showed you, we're requesting to expand that area, and because it gets a lot of use by the public, there are a lot of people. We take a lot of people back there, and that's another function that we have that we that the tax office probably doesn't have. And the other issue that I think that is probably a very positive move is that your new tax office is going to have two drive-through windows. I suspect the plan is that's going to alleviate a whole lot of the foot traffic from inside the tax office. So I think if you take all those matters into consideration, what we need and what they don't have to have, then I think it somewhat puts us on a level playing field, although I still don't think that the two operations are comparable. And I'm sure there's some things in the tax office that they need that we don't have, but we need to address public security. Again, I've talked about that already. Every entrance that beyond the public area, we need to be able to control that. We need to pick and choose who goes where in that office rather than people walking around. When I first came here in 2008, one of the first things I noticed, was all the file cabinets we had, but the second thing was that there's a lot of people wandering around in there that didn't need to be in there. Partly our fault, probably. Should have kept a better watch of the front end, but it was so wide open that it was easy for people to wander in. So that's the purpose of the controlled entrance. We have to comply with ADA requirements. So we have to comply with the building code. So the common areas, the walkways, and all that, those are all going to be dictated by those rules and regulations. I guess my last point would just be to say that I've been doing this for 30 years. Most of my board has been with the district for at least the whole time I've been there, and many of them much longer. Dr. Jones, I think, was loaned by A&M to the State Property Tax Board to help create this system back when the Pivotal Bill was first passed. And he certainly has a good understanding of what we do and how we do it. The comment was made the other day that somebody said, well, I walked into that office and there wasn't anybody in there. It was fairly empty. And that's a true statement, and I agree with them. There's times of the year, like right now, where we may not have a lot of foot traffic in that building, and most of my appraisal staff is out in the field doing field work. But the problem we have, and I think a lot of government agencies have it, you have the same situation with this building. Every time I walk in, most of the times I walk into this building, this room is sitting dark. But when you have a session like this and you need a place for the general public to come in and all that, you have to have this room. So we all have those issues. And if you come in into our office during appeals time, you'll see a completely different story. The building can be crawling with people. So I've been doing this for 30 years. My board has been looking at it, has been doing this for a while, and I think we have the knowledge and the expertise to be able to determine, what the district's needs are going to be. This is simply a drawing that was created based on the results of the study of our consultant, and we're going to continue to look at it to see if it can be downsized. I think when we have our final study done, we'll probably take a look at, does it make more sense to try to somehow build this building to where it could be expanded. I think ultimately it would be more expensive to the property owners if we had to knock out walls and add square footage, but who knows what's going to happen. We had that conversation before. I know where the interest rates are now. I know where we can get money at now, and that's one of the reasons why the board wanted to move at this point and get going, because the interest rates were fairly attractive we probably, well, not probably, we have the ability to push this back to maybe let Kyle Field get out of the way and see if that helps with construction costs. We propose to build a building that's going to be adequate for property owners and our staff, and we're not going to create a building that's we're not going to have a something that's overbuilt. We're not going to we want to build something that's very functional and fairly conservative building, but you know, tastefully done. And I think the board, in working with them since 2008, they have always shown that ability to take a look at what makes good sense and what is a proper way to be a steward for the taxpayers' dollars. So I just wanted to show that to you as far as one of the options that we've been looking at, and I think that's about it.